News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Arlene Foster has announced she is to resign as her party's leader and as the North's first minister in the coming weeks. This comes after three quarters of her MLAs signed a letter of no confidence in her. And Newton Emerson, political commentator in the North, joins us now to discuss this. Newton, her announcement, it came about quite quickly in the end. Were you surprised?
I was surprised that she went so quickly, yes. I don't think that this development is a surprise. People have been speculating over her leadership for months, but to step down willingly within a day was a surprise. I had always been told that she'd hang on by her fingernails.
For people down here who are observing the North and the politics up there at a small remove, was it all down to the post-Brexit, the trade issues and antipathy towards the Northern Ireland Protocol? Was that the main issue?
I would say that Brexit was the main issue that has built up over time against her leadership.
Yeah.
But there were a host of other issues that have brought this to a head. She's become a lightning rod. One of her MPs, Sammy Wilson, described it yesterday. For everything that the party, every mistake the party has made over the past few years, they want someone to take the fall for this, almost as a sacrifice. But that hasn't solved any of those problems.
A lot of people down here are asking, was this triggered by her abstaining in the vote last week on the ban on gay conversion therapy? Was that a trigger, or is that just sort of a coincidence?
It may have been one of the final straws for the councillors in particular. There were four letters circulating against her within the party, and one of them from the DUP's councillors, along with four other MLAs. There were a lot of concerns expressed to councillors that a ban on gay conversion therapy could lead to prosecution of ministers.
Okay.
And that is a rather neuralgic issue for the DUP people after the prosecution of a pastor here a few years ago for a sermon against Islam.
As you mentioned about the hard line, she's perceived down here to be hard line, but within the DUP the perception is different, is that she isn't hard line enough. Will we see something changing with the next leader? Will we see a harder position taken on things like the Northern Ireland Protocol?
Not necessarily. There are two leading candidates at the moment, Geoffrey Donaldson and Edwin Poots. Geoffrey Donaldson would be a figure very much like Arlene Foster. While Edwin Poots is a very old-school DUP member, who is agriculture minister at the minute, is actually refusing to implement parts of the protocol, despite the UK government ordering him to. So there are two very different paths ahead.
Okay. And are we looking at, in terms of social issues, because a lot of people are mentioning Poots and his, you know, I suppose, prospects for the leadership. Are we going to see a swing to the right on social issues, do you think, now within the DUP?
I would say so, yes. Poots is a figure that the public don't really understand. That includes the DUP's own electorate. They regard him really, really as a dinosaur. But within the DUP himself, and in fact amongst politicians at Stormont, he's far more highly regarded. He actually has quite a good track record on working with Sinn Féin. He was a pretty well-regarded health minister a decade ago. Yes, I think that you would see a lurch to the right as far as the public were concerned, which is not quite as odd a choice amongst politicians. But of course, it's the public that has the book for the
DUP.
Yeah,
and I suppose that's the question. You know, there's lots of questions now about liberal unionism, about conservative unionism, and about, change of leadership. It might unite the DUP. But is it what the electorate want? Do they want, they may want, and I know lots of the loyalists do want, a more hard line taken on the Northern Ireland Protocol. But does the Northern Ireland electorate, do they want a swing to the right on all of these sort of social issues, on abortion, on LGBT stuff?
No, and that includes even the loyalists. In fact, to an extent, loyalists are among the more socially liberal unionists.
Yeah.
So certainly, compared to sort of ordinary middle class DUP voters. So the critical problem, I think, the critical thing that triggered this move against Arlene Foster was an online poll in February, which showed that the party support splitting into opposite directions towards the hardline traditional unionist voice, but even more so directly towards Alliance. This is an extraordinary development. We saw it beginning in elections in 2019, something that even a few years before that, political analysts would have said was impossible. DUP voters breaking straight to Alliance, jumping right over the UUP and going straight to Alliance. Extraordinary development.
So there's,
and that's now accelerated. So that's what the electorate is going to do, I think.
So there's a significant risk here to the DUP. They're taking these steps, but they could put themselves further out of touch?
Yes, and I think that's not been that unusual for political parties facing an impossible dilemma like this to simply retreat to their comfort zone, which in the DUP's case is, of course, social conservatism and very hardline unionism.
And lastly, I know it's impossible to say what this is all going to mean for the North in general, because you don't really know what the electorate will do. But if you were to summarise, I suppose, Arlene Foster's legacy, what would it be?
It would be the alliance surge. I think we've already moved into a situation in Northern Ireland of having three minorities, but we will now have a substantial centre ground based around the Alliance Party, which completely upends how the Good Friday Agreement works, because we're not two communities now, we're three.
Thank you for that. Indeed, that is Newton Emerson there, political commentator in the North, on that announcement that Arlene Foster is to stand down.